Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and 6 months and one day after Sandy, we continue to check in on how the region is recovering. WNYC reporter Janet Babin, known for her travels, spending time driving from Cape May to Montauk after Sandy. She's going to be doing that short trip again later this month. And one thing she's keeping her eye on is real estate prices. You may have heard her report this morning about how homes in some Sandy-damaged areas are now being listed for one-third of their pre-storm price. Hey, Janet.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
And folks, let's crowdsource the real estate listings. Are you looking to buy or rent or sell and finding that Sandy has affected the market? 212-433-WNYC, or maybe you're a real estate agent or broker. How has Sandy affected the market and where? 212-433-9692. If you're looking to buy or sell or rent, or you're a real estate agent or broker, 212-433-WNYC. What's happening and where? So I know you spent a lot of time profiling some homes in Seabright. Want to talk about Seabright, New Jersey?
Well, we can talk about Seabright, but first, can we talk about the Highlands, New Jersey, because
sure,
that's where this kind of originated.
Uh-huh.
I got the idea for the story because Mayor Frank Nolan, talking about another story with me, told me that he was worried because he was seeing home values in the town depreciate. And he said, people I've known, Janet, for two or three generations are selling their homes for $50,000 as opposed to what they might have been worth before the storm, which might have been like three times that at least.
So that's not just if the homes themselves have been damaged, just being in Atlantic Highlands?
No, it is homes damaged by Sandy. Homes that are damaged by Sandy, but they're falling way too low, even if you account for the damage. That's what he was worried about. He was worried about ratables in his town and the whole town going that way. And we started to wonder, is this a phenomenon that's only happening in areas damaged by Sandy that are middle class? And we found out that no, that home sales really were affected, anecdotally at least. I asked a number of realtors in like Bayhead and Manteloking, what are you seeing? And Pete Zanowick told me, he's a realtor down in Bayhead. He said, Janet, we have had two sales since Sandy, one in Bayhead, one in Manteloking. The one in Manteloking, it was on the market for $5.5 million. It sold for $2.7
million.
Whoa. Yeah.
Half price.
Yeah.
Kareem in East Rockaway Beach checking in. Kareem, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Essentially, I just wanted to call. I was affected by Hurricane Sandy. We had about like 6 feet of water out on the street, basically just destroyed a good chunk or portion of my home. I have a two-family high ranch, and so my basement and first floor were completely flooded. Unfortunately, I was only able to recoup maybe like a third from the insurance, and, you know, I think I must have had around like $70,000-$75,000 worth of damages. I was only able to recoup like $20,000-$25,000. And on top of that, when I, you know, decided that I didn't want to live near the water, I went and I put my house I wanted to see how the markets were. I bought my house for $500,000 and, you know, I spoke with the realtor and they're telling me that I'd be lucky if I can sell it for $4,000. And so I called my mortgage bank, Wells Fargo, to see if they have any sort of loan modification or programs, mm-hmm, or any sort of assistance to try to deal with this situation. You know, the house is underwater. I'm paying more, or the principal amount is worth more than what the house is worth.
That's the, so my question, the pre-Sandy meaning of underwater.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So I was just kind of curious to basically just see if there was any kind of recourse that your guests might know of where, you know, we can get some aid or assistance from the banks just to lower, like, you know, mortgage payments down.
It's really a great question, and my heart goes out to you, Kareem. Janet, I mean, you're not necessarily an expert on this. I know that there are new streams of government grants coming out now for homeowners, and maybe Kareem could apply for one of those.
That's true. And you know what, Brian, that's a great thing for us to look into next. What I can say to Kareem is that he's not alone, that we're hearing his story up and down the Jersey coast and in parts of Long Island. So perhaps some of that CDBG community development block grant money will help homeowners. It will help them to raise up in some instances if, you know, there are these restrictions that apply to that grant money, but the hope is that that money will be distributed.
Kareem, I'm sorry we can't be more help right now. Let me recommend this. Why don't you post your situation on our comments page at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and folks out there, many of you know specific ways that Kareem might be able to approach this, streams of grant money he could get, ways of dealing with his bank. You know, you would think the bank would find it in their interest to not lose everything and have to repossess the home and start over or something like that. But banks don't always look at it that way. So any advice for Kareem, post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And Kareem, good luck. Good luck. I wish we could help you more on the air right at this moment. I read an article in the New York Post this week about property values in the Rockaways. And it was so contradictory because it seemed to be about it becoming a hot real estate market, that people are looking at the Rockaways now post-Sandy. Oh, boy. But then the examples that they gave were like $1 million home that's now selling for $500,000. And so, wait, is this about a market surging or is this about a market depressed? But this whole story is contradictory, isn't it?
And we actually said that in our story this morning, that it seems like we're telling two different stories here, and we kind of are, right? Because there's buyers and sellers. What we're seeing is we're seeing this drop that definitely happened in home prices. And then we're seeing, I just heard this week from some realtors on Long Island that, yes, this is happening. Interest is happening. Interest is increasing in these homes. And one realtor told me there were 9 properties that burnt to the ground during Sandy in Long Beach. Brian, she actually had a bidding war on one of those properties that burnt to the ground. So we are seeing, yes, it had an effect on prices, and now buyers are starting to come back. So it's a contradictory tale, and we don't have data yet. Zillow and other, like Property Shark, we're waiting for data because all we have is data from Zillow that goes to January. We really need more. We need this first quarter.
Charlie on Twitter writes us, in Rye, we're tired of seeing the water rise after every storm, selling and moving to a cliff in Tarrytown. Have you seen a lot of that? People wanting to sell just because they're tired of the cycle of liquid boom and bust?
Absolutely. We call it homeowner fatigue. Some people who are by the water, especially in places where they're dealing with new FEMA flood elevation maps, they've got these new regulations going on. They're going to have to do all these things to raise up their homes, make it flood resistant, pay more for flood insurance. They're exhausted. They're saying no more. But for every person, Brian, who leaves, there's someone who says there's a deal. And, you know, there's a great draw to property by the water. People do want to live there regardless. And people's memories are short. That's what people said to us.
Judy in Long Beach, tell us your story. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I had my house in contract the day before the storm for $380,000. I didn't get much damage. I just got a surface water, but everything has to be replaced in the floor. But I'm lucky if I couldn't get $200,000 right now for my house.
So those buyers in contract backed out.
Yes.
Judy, I'm gonna leave it there because we're running out of time. But unfortunately, another too typical story.
Yes.
If it only could have waited a little longer in Judy's case. Before you go, and we have Isabella Allende standing by as our next guest, we're talking about individual stories so far. But I think there's also a question that you raise about the character of the area.
Yes.
The Jersey Shore in particular, which has always had this working class element to it. And that actually may change when this redevelops after all the dust settles. Listen to Bruce Springsteen at the 12-12-12 concert for Sandy Relief.
And if you go there in the summer now, the beaches are filled with people. And the boardwalk is lined with local businesses. And there's all kinds of people there. Rich people, poor people, brown people, black people, white people, all on the boardwalk at night. Because the Jersey Shore has always been a special place. It's been inclusive. If you got a few bucks, you can have a beach house. But if you're a retired policeman or a retired fireman, you can have a cottage by the sea in Point Pleasant or Manasquan or Lavalette. And that's been a principal part of the characteristic of Jersey Shore. And it's what's made it special.
And I hope that didn't get lost on 12-12-12 with all the great music. And after that, he says specifically, I hope we don't lose that character as we rebuild. And yet you have to worry as these working class cottage owners and folks sell out, who's going to be able to afford and really redevelop this stuff other than, you know, high-rise hotel owners, big developers who are going to turn it into luxury property, things like that.
Many officials are concerned about that. I spoke to Steve Acropolis, the mayor of Brick Township, and he said he thinks the character is going to change, especially if the FEMA regulations stay the way they are. It's just going to increase the cost of home ownership by the shore, and people are not going to be able to afford to stay.
All right. Listeners, keep posting your post-Sandy real estate stories to our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And by all means, keep posting advice for Kareem in East Rockaway Beach and anybody else who may be in a similar situation to him. Thanks for your calls. Keep posting. Thanks to WNYC's Janet Babin. On the road again, post-Sandy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehr on WNYC. Isabel Allende up next.